charge it, recharge it. Once it goes dead, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. But take a long time. That battery takes forever to go down. And on low power, it's still enough being over here to get into the repeaters over there. It doesn't take much. I suppose I could hook up the solar panel to it. So in essence, I don't need to run off the house to charge the battery.
You got a solar panel?
Yeah, somewhere in the shed. They don't use it, though. The idea was to put it in the tower and use it as my battery backup, but I never got to it. And now I'm not sure how much longer we'll be here, so no sense loading anything in there except for maybe a security camera, another one.
Oh, you thinking of moving or something?
Well, you never know. I'm getting older. We're both getting older, so you never know.
Oh, so nothing in the immediate future?
No, not the immediate future. But I would say somewhere in the next 10 years.
Oh, I know what you mean. Right. Well, I don't know. Hard to tell.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I never can tell. Oh, wow. Wish I had 80,000 plus.
It's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain.
Yeah. There you go. So that's what's going on. That's my cracking. During the summer months, it powers the software for my Kraken. During the winter months, it sits in the house, and I hook the TV up to it.
Well, that's cool. How long have you had that?
That's a good question. Just over a year.
And where did you get it?
Well, I bought the Kraken out of Chicago, and I bought the Pi 5 out of some place in Ontario called the PiStop.ca, and you can buy the Pis on there.
Krakens and Pis.
Yep. I heard people talking about it. Brad talks about them sometimes on the air, and other people I've heard talking about them. And then, so when I looked, I knew I needed a Pi to run in a good way, to run my Kraken. I could run it another way, but it seems complicated. I'll just get a Pi. I didn't know anything about it. I just bought it. So I'd unseen, didn't know. Had to get somebody to help me load it, and that was fine. Got that all done. Then we got the Kraken. Yeah, expensive. It didn't take long to come. Setup was pretty quick after I learned how to do an image. And after that, mum's the word.
Oh, you said expensive.
Oh, yeah. Price of a radio. Brand new. Price of probably just a little cheaper than Tri-Bander if it ever gets out.
Yeah, well, what's that? Under 1,000?
No. Just over.
Just over. Okay.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But, hey, it's a lot of fun. So I found two uses, right? I can do the searching stuff. And I got pretty good at it last year. Okay, better at it again this year. Have some fun. And I took the computer out over the winter months and just put it in the room here, plugged it into my little TV, and ran some other software on it, and then I was watching TV.
That sounds cool. Man, good for you. Being adventurous takes a lot of guts to put out the money and everything. But it sounds like it's taking you on to a different... into a different world almost.
Certainly down a different path. I didn't think I would do this sort of thing. But but I saw it on YouTube and I just fell in love. I had to have one. And yeah, I saved up. Yeah, it took me, I think it took me a good 3 months worth of saving money. And then I just took the plunge and bought the Kraken SDR. So I bought the Kraken SDR, which is, yeah, like a little SDR. And then this five antenna array that goes with it. So yeah, there's five antennas on top of my roof in a special way to catch all the signals, and it's accurate. You know, if I'm over there, say, and there's somebody acting up over, say, in New Westminster, well, it puts them on the map instantly. It's, if I can hear you on the input, I have your signal. If I have your signal, I have your address.
So this Kraken, this is a radio. It is a radio, right?
Well, it's a software-defined radio, right? You've heard of SDRs. You maybe use the Utah version, a Utah SDR. Listen to all the whatevers while I listen to all the inputs. So I don't actually hear anything physically through my ear other than the software talking to me. So the software overprints on Google. So Google Maps is the map that the Kraken software uses to track the signal. So you tune in all that. Like when I come over there, I'll tune in the input to this repeater, and then I track the signal.
Huh. Well, that's great. It was probably used by the FBI before got commonly available.
Well, this software that came out for it had two versions. One was track the ham signal or track the signals on the ground. It used to use the array as being in a circle. So when the signal would hit certain parts of those antennas, would identify where it is on the map. The other array was, you would have all your antennas in a straight line, certain amount apart from each other, and it would shoot the signal straight up off objects that flew around tops like an airplane flying by, and it would shoot it back down again. But the U.S. government said, no, you can't have that software. Change it or whatever. So they took that part out of it, but they still left the other stuff, the land stuff, and it's accurate. Because it overlays with Google Maps. I don't even have to look at the actual map to see the signal on the map. I can just listen to the directions because I wear a headset and Google just tells me where to go.
Well, it's fascinating stuff.
Well, you're going to be at the swap meet this year, right?
Oh, for sure.
Well, I was there last year with it, giving demonstrations. Dak was there doing that, but he can't be here this year, so I'll have to remember everything I'm supposed to show people and just show them how it works. You'll just have to be there, and I'll show you how it works.
Are you going to bring it with you, or what?
Oh, yeah, I take it with me wherever I go. It's all in the car, it's all secure. Yep, it goes with me wherever I go.
Well, how bulky is that? I mean, just in the picture, I can't really judge how physically how large it is, those two pieces.
Well, the SDR in the background is about 6 inches wide by about, say, 4 inches deep and about an inch thick. And it's sitting on a black milk crate upside down. And then the high five is about the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Right, a sleep pack. Oh, yeah, well, it's all small. Okay, yeah, I can see, yeah, you can just, that's pretty cool. So it's totally portable.
Oh, 100%, yep. No, they come out of the car when I'm going to be away from it for a bit. But, yeah, I'm happy with it. I haven't had any issues. People do ask. I give them sometimes the right story, sometimes I don't give them the right story, just to see how their eyes bug out.
Well, you got my curiosity up. when you said it, well, you discovered that you could watch TV or something, that's got me interested.
Well, the unit has a power cord, a data port, and a video port. So the video port goes mini HDMI to regular HDMI, so it plugs in the back of the TV. Then on the other end, it has four USBs. It's got a network cable plug in it. It's got power. I forget what the other plugs are for. It's got lots of adapters.
Contact?
Yeah, go ahead, contact.
Victor Echo 7 Lima Charlie Golf, are you talking about BITX?
What's that?
An HDR transceiver made by HF Signals. I understood something with the PHY, with HDMI connection for USBs. Over.
Oh, I was talking about my PHY 5.
PHY 5. Yeah, what is that?
It's a little mini computer, about the size of a package of cigarettes. If you look up on PHYstop.ca, that's the Canadian sign, and they sell pies there. And then you can read all about it. They have all different kinds, different ages, and different accessories. So I use it in the winter months to plug into my TV, and I watch TV on it through the internet. I stream movies through it.
Oh, now I understand. You are just talking about a Raspberry Pi, and you assemble it as a computer with the operating system over there, and you attach the TV. Yeah, my roommate has her computer. It's a gaming computer, Windows 11, Intel 7 from the 14th generation, to a 55-inch LED TV. Me, I have the same gaming computer to start with, because I modified. And I have a 34-inch curved monitor and a 24-inch as the secondary. Okay, now I understood. Raspberry Pi, over.
Yeah, I forgot the first word. I always forget it's called a Raspberry Pi. That's what it's called, Jim. Raspberry Pi. I use it in the winter months for the TV. During the summer months, I use it for my Kraken SDR.
Roger. Then I have another question about HDR. I try to do something. May I shoot out the question?
Sure. Not sure I'll have your answer, but you go ahead.
So I am using HDR Sharp as the main software. And I want to stay with HDR Sharp because I put over there in the memories all the repeaters, input frequencies, output frequencies. I don't want to go in another software and do it again. So I have the software HDR Sharp. As a hardware, I have an RTL dongle. I decided that it is better than RSP1A, which has some problems with the software, and you correct it and it works. So I decided for the RTL dongle. This is the software, this is the hardware, the question. My RTL dongle has 32 megahertz bandwidth. Is there any possibility to put two dongles, like in the software HDR Bank, and to double the bandwidth in HDR Sharp? Over.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. Happened to clue. I only use my Raspberry Pi with my Kraken SDR, which is used for tracking. That's all. I don't know enough about the SDRs other than if I use the Utah SDR, I can listen to the radio stuff. But as for what you're talking about, I haven't a clue. That'd be a Brad question. He'd have the answer.
Is Brad here?
Sorry, what was that?
You said this question is for another person called Brad. Is he on the frequency?
Brad, what's this call sign? BWX? Brad out of New West? No, I don't think he's out here right now. I guess you could give him a call, see if he's listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he's listening, he will appear, but I don't think he does this kind of complicated software and...